Hello and welcome to this week's Oxcast Extra. I'm speaking to Joe May, a musician and percussionist who will be conducting a spoons workshop at Folk Weekend on Saturday at the Pitt Rivers. Hi Joe.
Hello.
So how did you become a percussionist?
Well, I've played music since I was about six, I think. I started off playing the piano. I had lessons in Swindon where I grew up. And then I played guitar for a while as well. And then I think I got into percussion really because I wasn't playing an orchestral instrument and there was a school orchestra going on who needed a percussionist. And I read music quite well. So I started, I think, via the school orchestra really. But then my brother was a member of Swindon Young Musicians Club. And I remember watching them, you know, various groups perform. And I got into percussions via YM as well, really. Again, because I didn't have another orchestral or band instrument, really. Just really, really took to percussion.
So why spoons in particular?
Well, I didn't play the spoons when I was little.
No.
I mean, I started off playing orchestral music. I went to a music college and, when I left music college, I was a freelance orchestral player. And then I made a bit of a transition, I suppose. I went to Sidmouth Folk Week with some friends and discovered folk music. And I sort of changed direction in a big way around that time. So from playing purely orchestral music, really, I then started looking at learning how to play the djembe. So I went to African drumming workshops. I started playing the congas a bit. And I delved into all sorts of other things. And I was playing with a folk band at one point. We were doing a song that for some reason sounded like it needed spoons. I think that was really how the spoons started.
Oh, really?
And I initially learned from a DVD.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But then I just really got into it. And you know, I spent a lot of my life carrying around heavy instruments, so the spoons were quite appealing, really.
Yeah, must have been, yeah. Yeah, such a everyday object that you can just pick up and tap a rhythm.
Yeah, well, they're great. I mean, they're so versatile. They're obviously very light to carry around. You can just put them in your pocket, mm-hmm. and everyone's got them.
Yeah.
So I started doing workshops, really, because I'd been running African drumming workshops. So having got into the African drumming earlier on, I then started doing African drumming workshops in schools, which was great, and I still do them sometimes. But it's quite hard work. It's really hard work on your back.
Yeah.
Sort of lugging around 30 djembes and the dundons, the bass drums as well, up and down stairs and in and out of the car.
Yeah.
And then having got into playing the spoons, I thought, actually, there's not many people doing spoons workshops around. There are a few people. One or two people who do them, and I just tried it out really, and
yeah.
People seem to really take to it.
Yeah.
So now I carry around a suitcase full of spoons rather than a car full of djembes most of the time.
Awesome.
So yeah, it's good fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah. So how many instruments do you think you can play now?
Oh blimey! I don't know. I mean, I can play, I mean, you know, percussion obviously incorporates so many different instruments. Mm. So there are, I suppose, I really have no idea how many I play. You know, as an orchestral percussionist, I played the timpani, all the different tuned instruments. We've got the xylophone, marimba, vibraphone, glockenspiel, snare drum, things like bass drum, cymbals, tambourine, triangle, and all sorts of other things. I mean, that's sort of the basic range of instruments you're playing in an orchestra. I don't really do that anymore, but now it's sort of more congas, djembe, balafon, which is a West African xylophone. I play the baron, which is the Irish drum, spoons, cajon. There's lots of, yeah, I've got a room full of instruments downstairs, so it's kind of hard to say exactly, but there's quite a lot.
Yeah.
And there's sort of different variations on a theme, really.
Hmm.
So, yeah, hard to say.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So I noticed on your website you're in quite a number of bands, and one of the bands that you're in, Against the Grain. You've just recorded a new album.
Yes, that's really exciting. So I'm in a duo with a guitarist called Matt Sullivan, and he plays guitar, and his sort of main focus is jazz and flamenco. So there's quite a lot of, in particular, the flamenco influence in our music.
Yeah.
And in the duo, I play quite a lot of the balafon, which is the Guinean xylophone. Mm-hmm. I don't play it in a particularly African way, I have to say, but I use it a lot for our own tunes.
Yeah.
And then I play a couple of cajons, mm-hmm. one of the bass drum, basically. And then I play a bit on a sort of an old medieval type rope drum, and I play a bit of spoons as well.
Yeah.
So a lot of the tunes that we play are our own tunes, very much influenced from Matt's side, from flamenco, and from my side, I suppose. There are all sorts of influences really from my side, but yeah, most of our own tunes. So we were in the studio a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. In Oxfordshire, actually.
Oh, right.
Shaken Oak Studios in Oxfordshire.
Yeah.
We had a fantastic week recording our album.
Yeah.
We've got some mixing to do and all the artwork, so we're not there yet. But we're really pleased with what we got so far.
When do you think it'll be ready for release?
Hard to know at the moment. Hopefully it'll be out at some point in the summer. Mm-hmm. But not entirely sure exactly when at the moment. But yeah, we're quite excited about that. And we're trying to book in a little tour in the autumn.
Ah,
to promote the album. So, yeah, we're on the lookout for gigs at the moment for the autumn.
Oh,
it's all very exciting.
I had a little listen to the YouTube video you have on your website of you guys performing live, and it was fantastic. Like, it was just so varied. Like, really enjoyable how varied
it is. It is quite a mix, actually.
Yeah.
Sometimes people who haven't heard us ask how we would describe our music, and I actually find it really difficult to describe because it is a mix of quite a lot of different influences, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Definitely keeps it fresh, though. It's nice. It made for really good listening. So, on to the Spoons Workshop that you're going to do at Folk Weekend. Am I right in thinking you had a Spoons Workshop last Folk Weekend?
Yes, I did. Fantastic. I did. In fact, I did two last... Yeah. I did two last year, and I'm doing two this year as well. Mm. So, one was more aimed at children and families, and then the other one's more an adult one.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, we had a great time last year. It was good fun.
Yeah. So can anyone learn the spoons?
Absolutely. Yes, definitely. We've all got them in our kitchen drawers. Yeah. Well, come along to Folk Weekend and find out. So I've got. I mean, when I do my workshops, I've got a range of spoons. Obviously, I've got metal spoons that you find in your kitchen, but I've also got some wooden spoons, I've got some plastic measuring spoons, all sorts of different sizes, but I've also got some joined up spoons, which are fantastic for younger children and anyone else who's having difficulty with the grip, because it does make your fingers sore a little bit. So the joined up spoons are great for little ones to get them going. But yeah, I mean, anyone can learn if you just sort of learn a few of the basic techniques, you can work on your own rhythms.
Yeah. For any of those who can't make it to your spoons workshop, what advice would you give to get people into playing the spoons?
If you get two spoons, mm-hmm. I mean, I've got two soup spoons in front of me here.
Oh, yeah.
And if you put them back to back, mm-hmm. put your first finger in between the two spoons.
Yeah.
Thumb on the top, and then you've got three fingers left underneath.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes any sense over the phone.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So the spoons become essentially an extension of your arm.
Okay.
And you need a little gap between the spoons, mm-hmm. so that when you tap your leg or your hand, you actually get a sound coming out. But not too much of a gap, otherwise they don't work.
Yeah.
And then you can play on your leg. You can play on your hand, you can play in between your leg and your hand. You can run the spoons down your fingers to make a little roll sound, like a drum roll. I do have a YouTube video that I put up mainly for primary school teachers who are interested. And it just goes through the basics of how to hold the spoons and some of the basic techniques. And it also features a fiddle player called Linda Kane, who I quite often work with in my workshops.
Yeah.
yeah, very much go through the basics of what I sort of start off teaching in workshops.
Yeah.
So you can get a good idea from that, hopefully. Spoons workshops at Folk Weekend. Mm-hmm. The two that I'm doing are, I think the first one's at 12:45 at Pitt Rivers. I think that's aimed more at children and families. And then there's another one at St Aldgates at 4:15, which I think is more of an adult one.
Okay. So. Would you be willing to do a quick demonstration? That's lovely, thank you. So, although you're only there for one day, do you think you'll be heading along to any sessions at Folk Weekend?
Yeah, I think I'll be on the lookout for some of the sessions that are going on. There's a gig on in the evening that looks quite interesting. Jess and Richard Arrowsmith, Molly Evans-Chair and Dan Walsh.
Oh, cool.
So I may well get along to that. That looks really good. So, yeah.
Amazing. Jo, thank you so much for speaking to me. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you very much.